This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Manning pivots to throw.
Intercepted by Ohio State.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The whole arch thing, let's just pump the brakes here.
Earlier on the show, comedian Bill Burr. Still to come. Academy Award winner Spike Lee. ESPN College Game Day analyst Desmond Howard. Actor Dylan O'Brien. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That is correct. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Day two of our new relationship with Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. We say hello to everybody watching us, listening to us, certainly Sirius XM Channel 80, coast to coast in our new ESPN Radio affiliate network. Just a great first hour in studio chat with Bill Burr, my NFL power rankings that I don't pay too much credence in doing. Apparently just got tweeted out by the NFL,
ESPN NFL site.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we're start caring, Rich.
What do they say also in Disney? It's a whole new world, right? Okay. No, don't do it. We don't have the rights.
Not
noticing
yet.
let's get right to our next guest. Thrilled to have here on this program an Academy Award winner. And also, he and I were the only two people that the Knicks didn't ask to take the job before Mike Brown did. Ladies and gentlemen, Spike Lee.
Hey, Spike.
How are you?
How you doing? It's great to be back on your show.
Thank you, Spike Lee. That means a lot. Great to see you. How are you been, man?
Great. We have people love the film.
Congrats on that.
And Yankees turned it around.
Yes, indeed. I've got to tell you, I'll be honest with you. Highest to Lowest being an excellent film with you directing it and Denzel and Jeffrey Wright, who's a frequent guest of this program, big Washington Commanders fan. I love that guy. I love your filmmaking and obviously Denzel. Being in theaters August 15th, that was an August story I could see coming. The Yankees becoming one of the hottest teams in baseball, I did not see coming in that respect, Spike, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know,
Aaron Boone is happy.
I like it, right? No doubt about it. Where have I found you? Are you in your? Is that a home office? Is that a business?
Editing rooms.
That's an editing room that you're in right now.
Yeah.
Damn, man, that is.
I'll show you what I got. Hold on.
Here we go. What do we got? Take something off the wall.
Oh, this is down on the wall.
Okay, for the radio audience, he just took out. What is that? A case? Oh my goodness! What is that?
By the way, that could be anything in there.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, wow,
that's
Willie Mays' suitcase.
What?
New York Giants.
Willie Mays' New York Giants suitcase.
What?
Oh, wow! Is there anything in it?
Can you see Willie Mays?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Wow! There it is.
That is
Spike.
Cool.
That is amazing.
Wait, what is that bat?
That's a bat. Here we go.
What
is
that bat?
Something. That's got to be Willie's bat. What do we got? Oh, he took something off it. Oh, it's in case.
Oh, it's in a case.
Okay,
so that is
Jackie Robinson.
Okay, what is it? What is it?
That's Willie Mays' game used bat signed.
Look at that.
Wow.
Jeez.
Unreal.
That is some top-notch memorabilia there, sir. I assume you met Willie, right? I assume you've met him.
Oh, yeah. Listen, growing up in Brooklyn, we used to have big fights. Not just for arguments. Who's better, Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle?
I bet, yeah.
I'm like, Mickey Mantle, the guy can't even run. Of course, he stepped in. You know, back then they had like the drains and
yes,
the outlets.
Right.
Yep. Messed them up.
That's right.
But, you know, there's a lot of sports references in highs and lows, too. So, especially, you know, on that subway train, the number four train going to Yankee Stadium.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm more of a D train guy. That's the way I get to the stadium. And I love taking the subway to the stadium. I just love doing it. It's takes 15 minutes and it's so great. And, you know, I mean, it's kind
what
of.
What stop you get on that?
I've been getting on the last two times right around Columbus Circle. Just hop on there in about five stops. You're right there in 10, 15 minutes. And, you know, I was having a conversation with my 14-year-old son the other day who asked me if Aaron Judge is the greatest player Yankee of his lifetime. And I'm like, well, Mariano was playing when you were just a baby. You don't remember that. But, I mean, Judge tying Yogi just this past week. The last time the Yankee top five list for best home run hitters in the history of the franchise, it's been over 60 years since that list changed. And he just changed it. He's unreal.
I just came back from a Memorial Labor Day holiday. So I have a house in Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the 18th hole. And on top of my house is a flagpole.
Mm-hmm.
With the interlocking NY.
And Martha's Vineyard. Wow. That.
You know what state?
Aggressive.
And every day, there's a ball, golf ball, that somehow just finds its way in my lawn. And it's scribbled, Spike, Yankees suck.
You got to respect it.
Even better. When the Knicks beat the Celtics in the playoffs last year, I took down the Yankee flag.
Uh-oh.
And put it with Knicks flag, and the instrument said, "This is a new state. This is a new flag for the state of Massachusetts."
I mean, you have been in some of the most hostile environments wearing your Knick gear or your Yankee gear, and you're about it, Spike. You're definitely about it.
But you know what? I'm going to give you something that's really true.
Okay.
I have respect for the Red Sox. You know why?
Why is that?
They asked me to throw out the first pitch in Fenway Park.
And?
I thought they got me mixed in with somebody else. They said, no, we want you. And I was wearing a Derek Jeter road jersey number two, Jeter. I said, what do you wear? They said, forget that. We want you to throw out a pitch, the first pitch.
Were they?
Yankees never asked me to do that.
Were they exploding baseballs? I mean, were they?
I threw it right over the plate too.
There you go. Awesome.
Even the Yankees asked me now. I can't do it because my arm is shot.
Spike Lee here on the Rich Eisen Show. I love it.
They asked me to do it. I thought they were on crack or something.
Oh, Highest to Lowest in theaters nationwide right now and available streaming this Friday, starting this Friday. On Apple TV. It is your fifth collaboration with Denzel since Inside Man in 2006. What is it like to direct Denzel Washington, Spike Lee?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How did Phil Jackson direct my brother, born in Brooklyn, New York?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan.
It's like you.
How did Coach Jackson coach? He let Mike do what he want to do, right?
Yes.
That's the closest comparison I can come to directing. And I know I'm getting a lot of flack for saying this, you know, this whole tour, but to me, Denzel Washington is the greatest living actor. You know, and I'm not trying to start no LeBron.
That's right.
I'm tired of that. But it's a blessing to work with Denzel. And here's the thing. Denzel and I both did not know Inside Man was 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Didn't notice it, huh?
He didn't know it. I didn't know. Two generals pointed out. You know, we never skipped a beat. So, I mean, from Mo Better Blues, Malcolm X, He Got Game.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Man, and now Highest to Lowest. It's blessing after blessing. Another thing that's important is that our families have grown closer to our wives, you know, our children. So I always say the Washington Lees.
That's Washington Lees. I like it. You know, because I know you said you don't want to start like a LeBron Jordan thing, but Denzel.
I'm so sick of that. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of it. It's, what's the point? And then you guys, you sports guys on TV and sports radio, that'd be growing up, we didn't have that, you know, but sports radio is really just has helped add octane to the discussion.
Well, I mean, and again, I you know, not to go down that road, I was just going to point out again that Denzel was Denzel when Jordan was Jordan, and Denzel is Denzel when LeBron is LeBron. You know, he's in a profession where he's able to span both eras and be Denzel. That. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I was going, because we all know, you know, LeBron
I'm not mad about that. I'm not mad about that.
Right, exactly. Thank you. You know, and because, you know, LeBron is, you know, 40 with 40,000 points, and Jordan has all those championships, and again, though, there are different times and different eras and things of that nature. But Spike Lee here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Next question, though.
Yes, sir.
What do we get arguing over who's the GOAT? What's the purpose of that? Now, you might say I'm old fuddy-duddy, but I don't understand it.
In terms of, I don't know. Maybe if you do want to get into it, I mean, maybe it's that my era was better. This era is not. You know,
you're born when you're born.
That's right, and you dominate who you can dominate. And unfortunately, you know, Ewing and Drexler and Malone and Barkley were born at the wrong time. For being in the position, that's right. You know, when Jordan was being Jordan, and you know, Spike Lee.
Hey, here's the thing.
Yes, sir.
When Michael Jordan was born in Cumberland Hospital in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, the same hospital where Mike Tyson was born, and Barnard and Albert King, you're born where you're born, and they were all born in Brooklyn.
That's the most important point. Spike, we have a game here called Celebrity True or False, where there are things about your career that we're wondering if are true or not, and we'd love to see if you
all
can...
let's go.
So here, we've got a great production value to kick it all off. It's the first time we're doing it on our Disney Plus version of the show. Hit it. Go ahead. Hit it.
All right, my guys.
Celebrity True or False.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, here we go. By the way, that's Jack Nicholson. Did you ever work with Jack? Did you ever get a chance to work with Jack? Try to work with Jack? It's never happened, Spike?
Did not happen. It's okay. One of my favorite actors. This film, if you haven't seen The Last Detail. Oh gosh.
Absolutely.
Great, great film.
It is. It is great. With Randy Quaid was in it, too, back in the day. What an incredible movie. That, by the way, that's a very under-talked about Jack Nicholson movie. I agree with
great
you.
Great Hal Ashby.
First one up for you, Spike Lee, and it is Denzel. True or false, in the father-son one-on-one scene in He Got Game, the script called for Ray Allen to blow out Denzel, but Denzel refused to go along and literally tried to win.
True.
True story.
Did you know that Denzel played JV at Fordham and PJ Carlesimo was his coach?
I did not know that. PJ Carlesimo coached Denzel Washington.
In JV at Fordham.
Okay. And so he refused to go along with the script, or you knew he was going to not go along with the script?
No one knew. Denzel, he said it many times, though. He was like, F that. I'm getting at least one basket. And so here's the thing, though. This is Ray's first film. And so Denzel started throwing up some lucky stuff that was going in. And Ray turns to me and says, "Time out, time out, time out."
So he called cut?
Cut. He's like, "Time out, time out." And Ray's looking at me like, "Spike, what's up?" I'm like, "What can I tell you?" And after that, Ray was like, "Well, Ray said, all right." Then it was over. Because Denzel was like, "He's gonna. I cannot be a donut. I can't go back to money earning Mount Vernon, not scored." So here's the thing, though. This is just no BS. This is Denzel's genius. It made that scene. It made the movie better. If we had done what had been scripted and Jesus beats his father 11-0, it would not have been the same. And that's an example of the genius of Denzel Washington. That was not the way I wrote it. And then, he even tell.
He told nobody in his competitive juices.
No one knew he was gonna say. No one knew.
Love it.
He was going rogue.
And then Ray Allen said, "Screw it."
But it was genius, though. It was genius,
right? And then Ray Allen tried hard, and then Denzel did get bageled after that, or did Denzel?
When Ray saw what happened, he shut it down.
Next one for you: true or false? Both Kobe and Allen Iverson turned down the role of Jesus Shuttlesworth. Is that true?
Yes.
Why did they do that?
Well, Kobe, he said, you know, I work out in the summer.
Huh.
And I just couldn't get a meeting with my brother, AI. So, you know, it worked out. It worked out.
Oh, of course it did. But Kobe basically said, that's my training part. I'm not going to be acting. Mm-hmm. Huh. He would have been great. Obviously, Ray was phenomenal. AI, yeah, right.
You know, we just couldn't get to, I mean, he would have to audition. We just couldn't get it together. But I got to love both of them.
Oh, so it was the practicing part? You know where I'm going with that one.
You're not kidding me. You're not.
Audition? Hey, audition?
My brother, I had my coffee this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Next question.
I got three more for you. Spike Lee, true or false? This is crazy. You once got a 1 a.m. phone call from Prince and he wanted to know what kind of water you were drinking. Is that true?
Yeah.
Please walk me through this. Your phone rings, it's 1 a.m. and it's Prince to see what water you drink? That happened?
Yeah, my number. Hey, well, here's the thing. Musicians can't go to bed. That's just a musician. They go to bed.
Yeah.
5, 6 a.m.
Right. And that was the extent of the conversation? And then hang up?
That's it? I was asleep. I got another thing like that. Marlon Brando called me like that time. Time in the night.
Oh, okay. And what did he want to know?
He had a script he wanted me to look at about Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard from him after that.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess then the follow-up question is, what kind of water were you drinking at the time? Just flat, still? What do we got? Sparkling? Anything?
Tap.
I was drinking. New York City is world-renowned as having the best.
Indeed.
Tap.
By the way, I grew up in Staten Island. I can attest to that, too.
You're from Sholin?
I'm from
Wu-Tang.
The Woo.
That's it.
Get down with the Woo.
Oh, we've had Method Man here before, no question about it.
All right.
Two more for you. Spike Lee, true or false? You almost did not cast Halle Berry in Jungle Fever because you could not imagine her as a crack addict.
The character's name is Vivian Atuya La Crack Hole. That's the character's name. And Robbie Reed, my great, great casting director, she brought her. At the fourth time, Robbie pulled his side, said, "Look, if you want this part, Spike just thinks that you don't have to look of it." Put it mildly.
Yes, it's right. Right.
Here's the thing, though. The next time, the next audition came in, I didn't even recognize her. And I like to say, then Miss Halle is still fine AF. Still today.
To this day.
But her performance, together, one of my favorite scenes I've ever done is in Jungle Fever, where we used the great song by Stevie Wonder, Living for the City, as when Wesley Snipes' character goes to the crack den to find his crack brother Gator, played by the great Samuel Jackson. Should have won an Oscar for that role.
Mm-hmm.
Nominated. It was my Morehouse brother, Samuel Jackson. But that's the true story about Howdy. True.
Last one for you, and then I'll let you go on with your day. I really appreciate this fun chat with Spike Lee here on the Rich Eisen Show. True or false, when Nike asked you to play Maurice Blackmon in the Michael Jordan ads, you thought it was a prank at first. Is that true?
Yes. The late... I got a call from the late, great Jim Riswell and Bill Davenport, Bill's still there, but Wine and Kennedy, and they had seen She's Gonna Have It. Mm-hmm. And they said, we want you to play the character Maurice Blackmon, TV commercial, Air Jordan, you'll direct it. And there's one thing, Mike, we've not gotten the mic to get your permission. The later they said, we went to Mike, he doesn't know who you are. He's never seen your film. So it wasn't until, remember that All-Star Weekend, it was Toronto where people were freezing to death? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got enough courage after all, that commercial came out in 88. And so I finally got, the whole thing blew Nike in the stratosphere. It wasn't until that All-Star Weekend front where I finally got enough courage to ask Mike, why did you choose me? And looked at me and said, motherfucker, you wearing my shoes. Look, it may be redundant, but I always say this. I've had the pleasure and the honor of being called an MF-er by Spike. Especially courtside at Madison Square Garden.
Look at that picture right there, man.
Mike, you MF-er, sit your black ass down. I'm like, okay, Michael.
That's what he would say to you while you're on the sideline.
Oh, more than one.
More than one.
Sit your MF-er, sit your black ass down. I'm like, okay, Michael, sit down.
That's
right.
That's where it's not good. It's not about the shoes, man. It's got to be the shoes.
Oh, God.
Spike, this was awesome.
Thank you very much.
Congrats on Highest to Lowest. Everybody needs to go see it. If not in the theaters right now, then certainly on Apple TV, September 5th. Thanks for sharing your time, your Willie Mays gear, and, of course, your stories. Thanks again, Spike. This was awesome.
This is the next year. I'll leave it at that.
Well, let's talk in the fall.
Happy back on.
I would love it. Let's talk soon. Thanks again, Spike.
Yes, sir.
That's, ladies and gentlemen, Spike Lee right here on the Rich Eisen. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
We finally got one that was false.
Man,
it was
man.
Not a prank. Yeah. Mike didn't know he was.
I mean, the Maurice Blackmon
Jordan
is iconic.
Oh,
man.
Please.
It made me
Yo,
fall.
Money, it's got to be the shoes.
No, please.
That's why Air Jordan 3 is my favorite Jordan to this day because of that picture. I was a kid and saw
that picture.
That.
Look at those two young guys on the screen there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's right. Spike Lee, that was awesome. Does that make this a Rich Eisen Show joint?
It does. Yeah. Please believe it.
Look at good. You. Yeah.
Rich Eisen
production. From Shaolin, bro.
I just found out that again.
Come on.
Reminded me. I know where I'm from. Woo. Although that's... He's from the North Shore. I'm from middle of the island.
Holler at your boy.
I thought you were going to pop that
we
in.
Gotta get Method Man back on here, man.
That's my man.
That's
right there.
844-204
Rich. Right there.
Spike Lee, man. Come on.
That was great.
Spike, I was just watching Do the Right Thing 2 days ago.
Oh, let's take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. We come back, your phone calls, and we predict the NFC North and AFC East.
Ooh.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. And ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Jimmy in San Antonio, one of our regulars.
Yeah.
How are you, Jimmy?
¿Qué pasó, hermanos?
Hey. Hold on a minute.
Well, let me try to.
Oh, no.
O loco mail.
Mail.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the worst idea. You
four trying to figure out how to say something of Latin origin.
And that's Jimmy.
Rich is only going to have limited security in Sao Paulo.
That's right. No bueno. No bueno, Jimmy.
I've been told it's more than limited.
It's going to be a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Hey, all right. Well, Rich, first, congratulations to you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And Susie on the expansion of the media empire.
That's right.
I think that's how it was phrased a year ago.
That's right. We're empire builders.
I love it.
Yeah. Susie, yours truly, and Heisenberg.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to speak. Who's interrupting me? Is it Del Tufo?
No, it's me. That's the host. My bad, Jimmy.
Stop, Jimmy. No bueno.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I have a question about the power rankings, but first, was that the best appearance from Bill Burr?
He was on fire, and I do love Bill. Yeah, multiple times here, and he thinks deep down, I'm a total charlatan who's putting on an act of being a good dad.
Fraud, right?
I'm a fraud.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I'll take it from Bill Burr. What's on your mind, Jimmy? What about the power rankings?
You got a problem? The jersey at all because you're not playing in the game.
That's right. You got a problem?
I was at the 2017 ALCS in Houston, sitting behind Aaron Judge. And Brockman, you might be able to find this picture. There was a dude who was an Astros fan that was putting on a batting helmet and batting gloves every time the Astros went up to bat during the entire game. And we're just looking at him like, and he had to be in his 40s. And we're like, what are you doing, dude?
Was he banging on a trash can, Jimmy?
No. He did not have a trash can.
Just wanted to make sure. Okay, just want to make sure.
2019, he might have.
Okay, very good.
Okay, so my question about your power rankings, you did a mulligan, kind of, didn't you?
Well, the previous ones mean nothing. Okay, that was just to help pass the time during the spring and summer doldrums. These are now rubber meets road week one power rankings that will absolutely be a prism into how good teams are because I'm accurate.
I agree with you. And with that being said, I think TJ and I might want to mulligan on our Cowboys win-loss game. We can do that at another time. Why don't we get one?
Well, let's see. We have two more. Well, we have another day. There's tomorrow. Let me see. Jimmy, you're both 11-6. So
yeah. I know. I think TJ and I are wrong.
What do you want to do?
I might bump it up to 12 or 13.
I think you should flip those numbers. Six and 11.
Okay.
I'm going. I'll go down to 7-10.
Okay, there you go, Jimmy. Okay, San Antonio. Jimmy. Thanks for the call,
okay,
Jimmy.
Buddy, be well.
7-10. He's 7-10 now, and TJ's now 12-5. Okay, good to know. Noted.
Did I say
BJ
that?
Novak GIF? let's predict the NFC North while we're here. We were going to do this yesterday, but Sean Payton was telling too many great stories. We bumped this to today. TJ Jefferson, who wins the NFC North and finishes second, third, and fourth? Win, play, show, and show pony?
That's a great question.
He doesn't have it.
NFC
final.
North.
Okay.
I think right off the bat, I think I got the Bears.
Winning it?
No. I got them finishing fourth.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ashton on line one.
They're fourth. No disrespect to Ashton Kutcher or Seth Rollins.
You have
or
to even say that first. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
Okay, let's do that. Rewind.
Okay.
No disrespect to Seth Rollins or Ashton Kutcher or my godson Bear, but I got the Bears fourth.
Okay.
I got the Vikings finishing third. With all due respect to me and Brockman's guy, J.J. McCarthy.
You like McCarthy.
This one was tough, man. I went back and forth on this one, but until I know that his back is not an issue, I'm going to put the Packers in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, despite the fact that I do believe losing coordinators is going to hurt, I just don't see any reason not to believe that the Lions are going to take this.
Christopher, what do you say for the National Football League's NFC?
TJ and I are right there, 3-4. Division. I got Vikings 3, Bears 4. I think the overall talent on the Vikings is better, and that's going to kind of make up for J.J. McCarthy's inexperience, although I could see them both kind of going 8-9.
8-9?
I'm going Packers, man. I had these guys in the Super Bowl last year, so maybe I was just a year early, but obviously hitting on Matthew Golden in the draft and the massive Micah Parsons trade, I just think it's their year. Really like Matt LaFleur. Great coach. Jordan Love, you mentioned the 27 age thing. I think he makes a big leap this year. I'm going Packers winning the North.
And I like the Bears as well to finish fourth. And I think they're improved. I just think this division is so tough.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, you can have a team that has double-digit wins in third place, and that's where I'm putting the Vikings. I do believe they make the playoffs. I do believe J.J. McCarthy's going to look good. I just need to see what Caleb looks like on this new offense. And I'm already seeing these all 22. Like, Kurt scares me about Caleb. But he's like, he's got talent. But once his first read is shot, the play shot, then it's going to take some time for that not to be the case. I'm not saying it's never going to be the case. I just don't know if this year is going to be the case. And I have the Packers 2, and I have the Lions 1. And as a matter of fact, I'll say it here because I said it on NFL Network last night, and I'm going to say it when we do our Super Bowl predictions here tomorrow. I have the Lions winning the conference.
Oh.
I am way higher on the Lions than everyone else. Hmm. Everyone else thinks that the secret sauce was Ben Johnson with Jared Goff, and we're going to find out if that's the case or not. And then I'm assuming the Lions are just not going to have a million people hurt this year. And I got the Lions finishing first, and that's our NFC North breakdown right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Gus in Florida. Are you there, Gus?
Gus!
You there,
Hello,
Gussie?
Rich. Ladies, how are you, buddy?
Ladies and gentlemen, here on Disney Plus, back on ESPN, I guess.
Hey, welcome back.
Gus, have you been?
I figured if you could go back, then they'll take anybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
My triumphant return.
One of the most talented producers out there. And what is your title in the Dan Patrick School of Broadcasting, Gus? What is exactly?
I am the program director, Dean, but that sounds like something I do at the Y. So program director. So I try to make the kids call me Dean Ramsey.
Dean Ramsey, everybody is here. Everyone else is full Blutarski. All right, Gus, you have the floor. What's on your mind here, Gus?
I've been watching your callers go through team schedules for weeks and weeks now, so I would like a shot at the Broncos schedule.
Win-loss game for diehard Bronco fan Gus Ramsey. Here we go. Gussie playing a win-loss game. Fantastic. What happens in the opener against the Titans, Gus?
That's a W. I think rookie quarterback on the road against our defense, you got to give that a win.
All right. Now you're at the Indianapolis Colts.
We'll be dropping Danny Dimes all over the field. That's the win.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gus Ramsey already turning phrases. It's his area of expertise. 2-0 at the Chargers. What happens?
You know, they kind of owned us last year, even though games end up looking close. I think that's a loss. They still have our number.
Okay. 2-1 now. Home for the Bengals on a Monday night.
Over under on Bengals games in which they score 30 points and still lose, I think, is like 4.5, and this is one of them.
Okay. 3-1 at the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, as a Mets fan, I have disdain for Philly in my heart, but they're going to win that game.
3-2, home for the Jets. They're playing the Jets in London. I'm calling this game, Gus.
All right, this is a Ted Lasso revenge game because, you know, he kind of made fun of the Broncos in one of the episodes. So we're going to go into Hotspur Stadium and beat up on the Jets.
Who knew the Jets would be the ones having to hold the bag for Ted Lasso? I didn't see that comment, Gus. Home for the Giants.
This game, Rich, they're honoring the 2015 Super Bowl team. They're putting Demaryius Thomas in the Ring of Fame, and I will be in attendance. So that is a W.
That's a big game. 5-2, home for the Cowboys.
You know, TJ and I have never met, but we are kindred spirits. We're both Mets fans. We both love Dr. J. We're both WWE fans. I feel like TJ might stand for Tribal Jefe, so I will acknowledge him, but he has to acknowledge the Broncos are winning this game.
You and I should be best friends.
Gus? You should be best friends.
That's next level.
That was awesome.
6-2 at the Texans.
That's a tough one. That's a loss.
6-3 Thursday night football against the Raiders at home.
You like the short week at home against a division rival. That's a W.
7-3, home for the Chiefs.
This is the statement game, Rich. This is I'm a double bold prediction here. Nick Benito will break the single season sack record in large part because he's going to tie Derek Thomas's single game record with 7 sacks against Derek's old team in this game in a Broncos win.
Someone's a writer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 3. Right now, coming out of the bye at the Commanders.
That's a loss.
8-4 at the Raiders.
I will roll the dice and say we win in Vegas.
Nine wins now, home for the Packers.
I think we're going to lose one game at home, and I don't feel good about this one, so I'm going to call this one a loss.
Okay, so you're now, that's now 9-1, 2, 3, 4, 5, home for the Jaguars.
Travis Hunter returns to Colorado and does wait for the lot in Colorado. Lose.
Wow. 10-5 at the Chiefs on a Thursday night.
This game is primed to ruin my Christmas.
That's right.
Win.
That's right. That is Christmas Day. All right. And then home for the Chargers.
This game could be for the division, you know? I don't think we're just going to have Bo Nix this year. I think we're going to get Tecmo Super Bo.
Nice.
And the Broncos are going to win this game.
All right. 11-6, Gus.
A year ago this time, someone on your show whose initials are CB suggested that maybe the Broncos would be better off if they had just kept Russell. So the mere fact that we're talking about 11-6 and maybe being a sleeper Super Bowl team, it's a far cry from where we were a year ago.
Dean Ramsey's taking notes and schooling Chris Brockman.
Keeping receipts, Rich. Keeping receipts.
That's right. Keeping receipts. All right, Gussie. Great to chat with you.
Enjoy Brazil.
Point.
I shall.
Zero.
Gus Ramsey, everybody. Dean Ramsey of the Dan Patrick.
Let's go next.
Broadcasting.
It might have been an overreaction topic.
Okay. Let's take a break. We've got the AFC East to predict. Then Desmond Howard will join us. Then Dylan O'Brien, the actor and Jet fan, in studio. That's how we're rolling here at the halfway point of this second show and our tenure here at Disney Plus, the ESPN Rap, and ESPN Radio.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
We're talking about the banner raise in Philadelphia. You know they're raising the banner, right?
I read a story or two.
Now, I think you might think I'm trolling on you as a Cowboy fan.
I'm waiting for it, sure.
I'm not. Because listen to Nick Sirianni's reaction when asked about how the team was going to handle a banner raise night on Thursday night in Philadelphia. Hit it.
The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level?
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
That's insane.
No, it was banner night.
Well, he's clearly lying. Like, that's unreal to say something like that. You don't know it's banner night? Have you never watched football?
He knows it's banner night.
Of course he does.
But
what are we doing?
We won't be out for that.
The whole, like, oh, we're moved on. Just celebrate your team like a normal person in a normal situation that everyone does. Like, come on, man.
I kind of dig it.
What is there to dig about that?
I kind of dig it. That's yesterday's news. It's for the fans. It's
okay,
not
so,
for us.
So we get nominated for an Emmy and we win. We're just not going to accept our trophy and celebrate it.
We have to be there to know that we win. It's that night.
We're just not going to go up on stage and accept it. What are we talking about?
We will go up on stage and accept it. But the question is hold on a minute. What if it was we knew we've won it and then for the new season of the Rich Eisen Show, so that happens in May. So the next September,
just don't even talk about it.
That's when we receive it, and then we just
do nothing. We just
because that's gone. It's over.
Height of stupidity.
Yeah, I'm with Chris.
You're basically peeing on your fans and telling them it's raining.
Plus, I won't. If we win, I won't be here because I'll be so blackout drunk from climbing a greased up telephone pole.
That's good.
And punching horses.
But I get it. I understand it. I just love that he's just like, yeah, is it banner night? Is it really? Because I didn't know that when you win a championship and you start the season in your spot, I didn't know you raise a banner.
Who is that for? Like, who is that act for?
That act is for his team. It's for his team. That's the way he's choosing to handle it.
There's no way anyone on his team is motivated by that performance that
he gave. You don't think he's cleared it would, or you don't think that it's a collective that Jalen's not on board? They're like, who wants to stand out there?
I don't understand this Hardo thing that these guys pull off. Like, oh man, we're not to talk, celebrating the power. We're going to lose focus. We're going to focus on 2025.
Well, your guy was the best at that, Chris.
I'll offer a little.
Belichick was the best at that, right?
I got to offer a little pushback.
Come on.
Do they really sound like that? I don't think they sound like that.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
I mean,
your guy was kind of...
Yeah, Belichick was the best one at that. You had the best guy doing that.
And we had to put up with that for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Excuse me.
Really? Nothing. Look at the parades and all that fun stuff. It seemed like all the players were having a good time.
How about let's not forget, like, if you think this is bad, where does Brady at the farewell to New England, we're going off to the Super Bowl rally, saying that nobody believes in us?
Yeah, right.
But that
rank.
Was true. At
where
the time.
Where does that rank?
Do you want me to play back? Rings, do you want me to play back all the clips of falling off cliffs and he should be benched? And you want me to play back all those?
No, I remember everyone was saying
those?
When they were down 28-3. Twitter was like, it's Jimmy G time finally in New England.
So he's fair to say all that.
Excuse me. That year,
you think Saquon's going to run for 3,000 yards this year?
I don't think so. I think he's going to have the best season, follow-up season in the history of a 2K runner.
To say like, "Whoa, I didn't know it was Banner Night." That's just like,
no, that's true. But I'm just pointing out that there's been some rain being sold as something that's been sold as rain in New England many times.
And it was all BS then, just like it's all BS now.
Well, whatever works for the team, and this is a guy that clearly has his pulse of a team. Do you know who's going to be out there, though, are the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear this from CeeDee Lamb?
I did not.
Hit it.
It's surreal. They're going to be celebrating their title. You know, I don't know if you have to watch this ceremony.
No, I'm going
to
watch it. I'm going to watch it. Shout out them for that. Shout out Jay, because I still got brothers over there. You know what I'm saying? It's not really anything personal, but it's something that I'm chasing. Mm-hmm. So,
why do you want to watch it?
Motivation.
I like it. I like all of it. I like all of it. Whatever works, man.
I'm going to sit there and watch that. I'm going to watch that entire thing. I'm going to watch the celebration, watch the banner go up. I hope they give out the rings. I want the whole team to watch that.
You know who's going to watch it with you? Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, boy.
Joining us right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. That would have been amazing.
I was looking. Where is he?
I thought you guys were like, cat. I literally thought that dude was going to come walking out.
No.
Come on. It's like,
all I know is that he has told me that there may be a horn section Friday.
Okay, there's two things to that point. One, you
I
have
will
to.
Not be here.
You have to win the game,
but,
right?
Okay.
You got to get
He's
the win.
He's already talking about a horn section, and so I don't know what that means. He has sent a mariachi band here, as you all know.
He just wants to waste his money.
By the way, it's not wasting money. I think for him, it's well spent. And by the way, I think there's more where that came from.
The money?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. But I'm saying, like, I'm not going to be as welcoming of this crap this year. Okay.
This is so good. Them playing Fly Eagles Fly.
That is just...
It's a mariachi band. It's
so good.
It's so next level. So from Carl Anthony Towns. Yeah, so I think it's a whole horn. Like, he wants a horn section.
We don't have to let them in.
Yes, we do.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.